Okay, today's daf is Shvias daf Lamed, and we are in the fourth parak of Masechta Shvias, parak Barishona, and we are towards the bottom on Chaf Tes Amid Beis, relating to other halachas that one is allowed or not allowed to do during Shemitah. We spoke on the Mishnah yesterday about thinning, about Medel Bezesim. We spoke about the difference, possibly, the Tosfos Yontif was bothered. What's the difference between thinning trees and thinning branches? Shouldn't that like be Zomer? So we said that obviously is a chilek. Maybe it's not as direct. It's just removing a problem. But then we went into the last couple of brises. Maybe there's a difference between the beginning of one's planting, and then it's thicker, and therefore you're allowed to take even two, while the brisa limited it even more. So now we're up four lines from the bottom. Another way of helping out the growth of the trees and what is left. Ein matzisin es ha'or be'ishus kanim. One is not allowed to light a fire. Be'ishus kanim, by a thicket of reeds. Be'ishus kanim. Why? Because reishi avoda. That's the way that the barafolda zeo avodasan shem misabin al yedekach. That's how what's left is thickened. Right? That's the Pnei Moshe also. Kedei shahanisharin yisgalu v'yisavu. I burn away some of the reeds in the area so that the rest of the reeds become thicker and more robust. So the Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to do that, because that's working the land during Shemitah. What's the chiddush about that? There's no fruit here. We're talking about reeds. Reeds that are used, you use reeds for certain purposes, but that's the chiddush of the Tanakhama. That's still usher. Reb Shuba Gamliel, matir. Reb Shuba Gamliel says, no, that's mutter. That's mutter. There's no fruit there. There's no fruit there, and if there's no fruit, that nothing with Kedusha Shvias, and therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to say that if somebody doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, then there's no Isser of Avodas. That is one machlokas. But the Gemara then says, V'chein, related to this, just like Rav Shimon Gamliel allows you to burn out some of these reeds in order to make the other ones grow better because there's no fruit with Kedusha Shvias, V'chein ha'yir Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, note in Ilan Sarak v'Shvias, you're even allowed to plant non-fruit-bearing trees during Shemitah. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the whole Isser, it seems, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, of Avodas HaKarka is connected to the type of tree or growths that produce fruit. But if it's not, so then it will be mutter, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. You see the Maras Yolio, note in Ilan Srak Bishvias, Desvirle, because he holds, to keep unto Ilan Srak, Havila Eitzim, O Labinyan, since the non-fruit bearing trees is there just for lumber or for construction, Lo Asr Nitiyaso. They didn't Asr as Nitiya, to Lo Asr Torah, Ella Lamachal. According to Shimon Gamliel, it only has to do with edible fruit. Kidachsiv, Sadchalo Sizra Vachamachalo Sizmar, Visizra, Lo Shaya Chalaba Ochel. Sizra means food, seeds. Vodumya de Lo Sizmar de Karmacha. So that is the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Interesting, if you look at one of the Achronim in the back, point out, let me just find it. Chiddush Rabbi Elazar Simcha in the back. He says, if you look at the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan that argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel about Ilan Srak, right? They argue that you're not allowed to plant an Ilan Srak during Shemitah. The question is, how does the Rambam know that there's a Beferish Rabbanan out there? He asks. V'lacharet Sorachin, Mehechan Yalef la Rambam, the Rabbanan Pligir, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halolo Pligir le El Barosha. Right? In our Gemara, we have a machlokas about the Matzisin, the reeds, and then we have one Shita, Rav Shimon Gamliel, one Shita about Ilan Srak, right? But the Rambam Paskins, you're not allowed to plant the Ilan Srak. So is there a Rabbanan of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So it must be, explains Chiddush Rabbi Elazar Simcha, that the Vachain tipped off the Rambam. Even though there's only one Shita quoted here, it must be that he assumes that it's a double machlokas. And the same machlokas would apply, and therefore he could paskin like the other Shita. V'yal karchach, demida asri lahatzis ishus shel kanim, b'breishi hi avoda. The fact that the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, asers burning out this thicket of reeds, because that's an avoda hainu. De misabu hanisharim, v'al karchach, de ibui ha'ilon mikri zuria. It must be that the thickening of a tree, or causing that, is called zuria. Ubavadai da aser netiya l'chadchilo. So surely, if you're not allowed to thicken a trunk, you're not allowed to plant the whole tree. right? And therefore, the Rambam understands that it is all connected, and that's the Hara of Rabbi Eliezer Simcha right here. There is another important discussion as well on the first line. This is from the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach, in his commentary about Ein Matisan Ha'or. You're not allowed to light the fire in order to do this. So, L'chora, as he quotes other contexts, Kolatar Kula in Yenechad, L'chora, Yesh La'ayin, L'manda Amar Eshe Mishimamono. If you hold, if I light a fire, is that considered my property that's doing damage, like my dog, Eshe Mishimamono, or is it Eshe Mishimchetsu? It's like I shot an arrow. It's like the fire is an extension of me. So he says, according to the Manda Amar, on Babakama Daf Chabez, that Eshe Mishimamono, Levi Grama Ba'alma. So shouldn't this be grama? If I go over and cut something, okay, I understand that's working in the field. If I cut something, if I prune something, if I plow something, that's all direct. But here, I lit a fire, and then the fire does its thing. Remember the language of the beginning of Baba Kama? Koach acher me'urav bo. There's another koach that I'm harnessing in order to use it. But remember, the Gemara says there, in Baba Kama, daf samach or so, usually we would say, that's grama. Usually that's grama, but here, you know, it's, maybe this is the chiddush. So if you say Eshem Mishamamono, Levi Grama Ba'alma, on my time at the Tanakama to Oser. So why does the Tanakama say that's Oser? So we're comparing Hilchas Nezikin and Hilchas Shvius, right? So maybe that should be Mutter. Vidochek Lomar, that's the machlokas going on here between the Tanakama and Rav Shmuel Gamliel. That's hard to say, right? That's the machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. That's Eshem Mishamamono. The Pligi, for Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Sphere Le Eshem Mishamamono. The reason that Rav Shmuel Gamliel matters is because of Eshem Mishamamono. The Tanakama Sphere Le Eshem Mishamchetsio. I find that hard to believe that's the machlokas. But that's the step one. So you might say, don't compare the two contexts. You might say that this is not, maybe this is grama or I should say, even if it's Eshem Mishamamono, it's not called grama. Let's see. The Yesh La'ayin, he continues, Im Shayach Kan Mishim Grama Bi'isurin. He says, is grama even Shayach? Right? If grama in Shemitah. We know grama is Shayach in Shabbos, if I do something in an indirect way. Right? Let's say it's Sukkis on Shabbos. Right, and I have one of those old-fashioned schlocks on top of the sukkah, and it rained, and I want to take it off, and the water is going to go onto my backyard. So even though I don't have kavanah to water my grass, but it's going to be psik resha if the water goes onto the grass. But what if when I take it off, it first hits the cement? We had this growing up. Right, there's a whole big cement porch, and then the water will eventually go from the cement porch onto the grass. So then psik resha de grama is mutter. If I do an act on Shabbos grama directly, that's an issa d'rabbanan. But if I do psik resha de grama, I don't even want to do the malacha. But it's indirect, so it's going to hit the cement and then go off. So that's grama is mutter. So on Shabbos, grama is mutter, mida oraisa. So suggest the Har Tzvi, but I'm not sure if grama would be mutter. It's shmita. He says, look in the marshal in Bava Metzia Daf Sadi. That's an important marshal. I don't think we mentioned that marshal before in the Masechta. But the marshal notes there, the marshal there is not about grama. But it's about a similar idea. It's about Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum Shabbos, Amir La'akum Shemitah. We know Amir La'akum on Shabbos is Aser Durabanan, we paskin. We spoke about that recently. Right? Asking a guy to do a malacha for me on Shabbos, is this a Durabanan? What about Amir La'akum during Shemitah? So we usually have the rule, Shabbos is always more chamer than Shemitah. Right? Shabbos is always, it's an Aser Skila. Shemitah, Amir La'akum. What about Amir La'akum during Shemitah? I have a guy work my land. So the Marshal is commenting on the Gemara. The Gemara there by Masiyat Afsadi wonders, what about Amir La'akum by other Averis? I want to muzzle my animal. So I have a guy muzzle my animal for me. There's an Isra Lo Saksum Shar B'disho. So Maushi Yomar Adam L'Nachri, Chasom Parasi V'doshpa. Right? Muzzle my animal and thresh with it. Mi amrinan ki amrinan amir la'akum shvus hanimi l'linyan Shabbos de iser skila. Maybe amir la'akum on Shabbos is aser because that's an iser skila, so amir la'akum is going to be aser derabanan. Aval chasima de iser lav lo, but chasima which is only an iser lav, so then amir la'akum would not be aser at all. O dilma lo shna, or it doesn't make a difference. That's the Gemara. Says Tosfos right here. Tosfos says pirish. V'dosh b'tvuasi, demarviach ba'amiru l'nachri, to b'tvuas nachri, pshita d'shari. In a guy's field, he can do whatever he wants. We're talking about it in a Jew's field. Kima chen Yisrael niskar b'chasima. El adra b'mafsid. Kimo shepshita shemuter lomar darachri achon nevela. Umehayish time up. Let me find the line. Miu omeri. Let me just find the line that is brought in here. I'm sorry, it's the next tosis. Wrong tosis. Aval hacha de israelav shari. So the Gemara says you might say by Shabbos as it is skila. So Rabbi Lachem is going to be aser. But by chasima, which is just an israelav, that's going to be mutter. And now tosis says little tosis. Afal gav de mesachas baba kama rinan. And even though in baba kama we say, I'm going to read our girsa. De bishvius v'cholos shalmoed asur amir lakum. And even so, though in Baba Kama it says by shvius v'cholamoed there's an israel amir lakum, and there's no, and that's an israelav, right? There's no skila by shvius and v'cholamoed. Hasa mishum de shabbos v'yantiv chadam ilsehi v'gadu atu shabbos yantiv v'cholamoed. That's an expansion of shabbos. But what happened to the shvius line? It says shvius. Tosfos doesn't get back to that. So you look on the side. Girsas Marshal, Shabbos. Right? Not Shabbos and Shvius. Not Shvius a Chalamoid, Shabbos a Chalamoid. Why? So if you look in the Marshal, you look in the back in the Chach Shlomo on the bottom of the Marshal. Nir Be'enai. Kach Matzasi Be'piskei Tosfos. V'msech Azu. V'chei B'sar Machirim. Ani Omer Tos Nafla B'svarim. It's supposed to be Shabbos, not Shvius. Because Tosfos is quoting Baba Kama, there's no Gemara like that that talks about whether Amir La'akam is mutter or asur during Shvius. Only Shabbos. Ki bevaday asur Amir Lakusi b'Shvius. It's b'Shur asur. What do you mean it's b'Shur asur? Shvius, Shabbos is mutter midaraisa. Why is it going to be asur? Afilu im tomar she mutter b'Shabbos. Lofi sha Shvius tol Hashem Yisparach kedusha ba'aretz. When it comes to Shvius, it's what we call a result-oriented Isser, right? It's about the karka. It's not about the Maisa. So once something's about the karka, it's about the result, then Amir Al-Akam doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be Asr. Maybe even Asr Daraisa. Maybe even Asr Daraisa. Amir Al-Akam or Shvita might be more Chamur than Amir Al-Akam on Shabbos. So what is the Hartzvi quoting? Amir Al-Akam is often in these discussions put with Grama. Right, both of those are not directly being done by the person, but if Amir La'akam is Asa Daraisa possibly, so it could be, that's what the Hartzvi is saying, maybe Grama is going to be Asa Daraisa, because it's all about the working of the land. Grama, what's Grama? It's about the act. I do an act in an indirect way. But the result is going to be the same. So if the focus is on the result, Grama and Amir La'akam shouldn't make a difference. There are a couple of Isurim that the poskim talk about might be Asur Daraisa, even Amir La'akam, even Grama. Sirus, the Isur of castration, right? Sirus might be Asur Amir La'akam, right? About giving the vet an animal directly and saying it's my, that's what the minug is to the minug. In some cases, to sell the animal to a guy, and then the guy could neuter the animal. But if it belongs to a Jew, it could be Amir Lakum is included in that Isser, because it's about the result. A result-oriented Isser. The Isser of making a mum in an animal. Remember the Gemara, I think, in Beitzach of Zion or so? Right? If a Kohen, remember the Bechor, a Kohen wants to get a mum onto his animal, but he doesn't want it to be so clear onto his Bechor animal, so it loses his Kedusha. So I'm just going to put a little cookie onto the ear of my animal and send it into the deer with all the other animals. So what am I going to do? I'm going to get the other animals to nibble on this cookie. But while they're nibbling on the cookie, hopefully they'll nibble on the ear of this animal. They'll make it into a balmum and boom, it won't have kedusha and I'll be able to have supper tonight. Right? So the Gemara says, that's asur. What do you mean that's asur? That's grama. Putting the cookie there, you're not making the mum. You're putting the cookie on the deer of the animal and then you're letting it go in. It could be that grum is usur by the isser of matal mum bekudshim. Because again, it might be a result-oriented isser. So that's what the Hartzvi here has an important line here. So he says, that Metisin Bari says, what about Eishim Mishim Mamono? Maybe it's grumma. And don't tell me that that's the machlokas. And then he says, I'm not sure whether maybe grumma in Shemitah is usur daraisa. Like that marshal and Bab Metzia Tafsadi. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Right? Lachain, Gamamir Lanachri Asur Minat Torah, Lafisha Bishvias, Talak Dusha Baris, Lafisa Yishlamar, Gamamam Damar Isha Mishim Mamono, Nehidavi Kagromo, Kaman Delavid Biadayim, Mikom Makom, that's enough for Shemitah. So that's an unbelievable heart's face. So we bring in how many Shas topics in one little paragraph? Isha Mishim Mamono, Isha Mishim Chitzav, and Grama, and Amir La'akum in Shemitah. That's an amazing little paragraph that he says here. But Zerach Lomar, he ends up by saying, it must be Rav Shukam Leo says it's mutter, because it's not called avoda at all. It's not even called grama. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara now. Now we're on top. Daf Lamed. Says the Gemara, Ein Ve'ein. We have a brisa that quotes, the whole brisa, the whole Amud today, is a brisa that quotes all different halachas about different types of growth fostering during Shemitah. Ve'ein malam denesapara lachrosh ela becholos. What if I want to train my cow, my ox, during Shemitah to plow? I want to train it. I just want to get it ready for after Shemitah. You know, I don't want it to be sitting around doing nothing. So, you're not allowed to train it in regular fields because that looks like you're plowing. So, you're allowed to train it on sand, becholos. Might be a little harder. Might be, if you could work in sand, maybe you could work for sure. You know, pull the plow. So, you're not allowed to train it except in sand. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, afilu b'toch sde chavero mutter. You can even use you can't use your own field. But your friend's field is okay. You could train it there because also people won't think that you are actually plowing. You're just clearly just practicing. But if you're using your friend's field, you can't do it in the normal way. You have to separate, you know, the plowing creates furrows, these ridges. So separate the ridges more than normal. So then people will know that you're not doing that for plowing, but just to practice. So you need both. You need your friend's field and furrows. We take out the next word. Abishal Omer Mavrin. We change the dal to a resh. Or Mavarin Becharashim. What am I? If I'm in a forest, I want to use some firewood. I want a clear area in the forest for its wood. So Mavarin Becharashim. You could do that. Vigomeim Me'im Ha'aretz. But you can't take the roots out. You could cut it down all the way to the bottom. Me'im Ha'aretz. You could raise it to the bottom so that, again, people wouldn't think that you are clearing the area in order to be able to get it ready for Harisha. So you can make a whole clearing, but you have to leave the roots. You have to cut it to the ground. As long as also you don't use a regular type of cutting instrument, because all of that, again, is issue of Marisayin. Where does the word Mivarin come from? So the poskim talk out, it comes from a pasuk in Yehoshua. A pasuk in Yeshua. You got to know, like, Kol HaTorah Kula of Tanakh to know, we're going to change the girsa to the Mivarin, not Mivadin, because that's the pasuk that's used in Sefer Yehoshua. Where's the pasuk? The pasuk is in Perek Yud Zayin of Yehoshua, where, you know, Yehoshua divvied up all the land to all the Shvatim, and everybody was okay with their land except for one Shevet. Right? One Shevet. The Bnei Yosef said, it's not big enough. We need a bigger area of Eretz Yisrael. We have a very large Shevet. So, you know, you have to give us more. Right? Vayadabru b'nei Yosef es Yehoshua lemar. The b'nei Yosef came to Yeshua and says, Madua nasata li nachla goral echad v'chevel echad? You gave us one little portion. Va'ani amrav, ad asher ad ko berchani Hashem. Hashem blessed us. We're a big shevet. Vayomar lehem Yehoshua. Yeshua says, you're big? Im amrav ata ale lecha yare. You see that forest over there? Go to that forest. Cut down all the trees. You'll have plenty of place. Right? Ale lecha hayare. Go to the forest. Veresa, that's the word mevarin. Veresa lachasham, ve'eretz aprizi arafayim. Ki aslacha harafrayim. Right, go up there and, you know, take care of business and cut down the forest. Vayomer b'nei Yosef, they said, lo yimatzei lanu har, we can't, why? Verechev barzel b'chal hakanani. They have tanks, right? They have chariots of metal. B'chal hakanani, ashi b'eretz emek. Asher l'beit sha'an. Yeshua says, don't worry, I give you a bracha. You'll be okay. Vayomer Yehoshua al beis Yosef l'frayim Menashe, am rabata v'koach gadolach, lo yilecha goralecha. You'll do it. Ki har yelach, ki yarhu, uveirata veireto. Again, the word, v'ilechato tasav, ki torish esakanani, v'kazaku, you're strong, you're good, and take care of it. But that's where the word comes from, right? The about the clearing, clear the forest. That's the pasuk in Yehoshua, about clearing the forest. There is another Gemara. The Gemara says in Baba Basra. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, again, adding into the conversation that's not in the text, but there's another reason what Yehoshua was saying, go to the forest. Go to the forest. What does go to the forest mean? See, he was alluding to them a way to protect themselves in a different way. Because the Gemara says there in Baba Basra on Kuf Yud Ches, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara says in the last line, "Alel chayara amar lehu lechu veheichavu atzvachem biyarim shlotishlo pachem ayin ra." You're so big, you have so many members of your tribe. So don't ayin hara it. You know, don't be so out in the open with all of your great numbers. All of your great numbers. So what do they answer him? Don't worry, we're from Yosef. Amrule anan mizara de Yosef kasina. Right? De loshalta beina bisha. Remember that's Gemara Brachos also. Right? We're from Yosef. No ayin hara, don't worry about it. Ben parat Yosef, ben parat ale ayin, right? Ole ayin, or v'yidgu laro b'kar v'ara. It's just like fish don't have ayin hara, so too. Right? That was the bracha that Yaakov gave to B'nai Yosef. So, don't worry about it. So, that's another deeper level of interpretation that the Gemara says is related to what Yeshua told them. Okay. There's more there, but let's continue. So the Gemara says this brisa about clearing forests. Next. Ein botkin es hazra'im ba'adama ba'atzitz. What if I want to check? I have certain seeds. I want to know if these seeds are seeds that sprout. And I would want to use them. So I want to test these seeds. I don't want to plant it mamish for it to grow now, but I just want to see if it grows. So what do I'm going to put it in some dirt. Ein botkin es hazra'im ba'adama ba'atzitz. You have an atzitz. The Gemara here is not machalik between the utzitz, the flower pot that's perforated, not perforated, as we discussed in the previous mesechta. But you're not allowed to check it in an utzitz with dirt in it, because that looks like planting, right? Ava, both gonna some bigalala utzitz. But if you just have fertilizer in a flower pot, you can put it in there, because no, it's not planting. You just put it in a fertilizer, but that'll cause it to grow, but that you're allowed to check. Vishorin osan bishvias, lamotzai shvias. I could soak them. Let's say I have seeds. Sometimes before planting, you soak some seeds in water. Right? Sometimes the kids bring home, I don't know, an avocado pit or something like that. You put it into water and it starts sprouting. So the Brisa says, you're allowed to soak it during Shemitah for Motzoi Shemitah, when you can eventually put it into the ground. Because why is that okay? Why is that okay? Because this is not working the land. This is not Avodas HaKarka. The Chumrah that we had before with the Marshal, this is in water, right? Hydroponics. Maybe we'll talk about Hashem at some point. But Sharna, so you could do it. You could plant it in Shemitah for Motzi Shvius when you're going to replant this. This is, again, like I said, exactly the opposite. Before we said Shabbos was more Mako. So here Shabbos is more Machmir. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Ilcha Shabbos, you're not allowed to put vegetable seeds into water on Shabbos because that'll cause them to sprout. And that's also on Shabbos. That's Zoreya. Right, because Shabbos doesn't have to dafka do with the karka, it might have to do with the seeds itself. The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Lamed Vav, if somebody soaks barley or wheat seeds in water on Shabbos, how is it told us Zoreya? That is a told of Zoreya v'chayev b'kol shu. And you're chayev. You're not allowed to put things into the water on Shabbos. Right? What about putting flowers into water, like in a vase? So if they have blossoms, they're going to open. For sure, that's Aser Drabanan. It's not Aser Daraisa. There's no dirt there. For sure, it's Aser Drabanan. So the question is, what if it's in water? Are you allowed to put it back into water? Remember that comes up on the Mishnah in Sukkah about putting your Dalan Minim back into liquid after one uses them. Is there a difference in Shabbos and Yantav and Cholamoid, where it talks about all the type. But putting, moving water, a vase with water in it, or moving a flower pot that is detached from the ground, that's mutter on Shabbos. You're allowed to move it. But putting it into water on Shabbos, that's nirek hizoreya. Nirek hizoreya. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch between Shin Lamed Vav, Tarfish Nun Dalet, but at least for here, so this is the opposite direction. This is usser on Shabbos and mutter during Shemitah. Umekaimen and es halavui barosh hagag. Alvai is translated as aloe, some type of growth, an herb that grows on your roof. So you're allowed to keep that on your roof. When it grows, you're allowed to keep it. Makaimin. For low mashkin or something, you can't water it. So keep it on your roof. Like, why would you think otherwise? It grows by itself. Why would you think you can't? That's a question. Some say it's just because of the next line. Below mashkin or something. You can't water it. Why can't you water it? You can water other things so that it doesn't die. Why can't you water this? So the Chazon Ish has a couple of different suggestions why this is more chamer. Maybe this is svichin. Maybe this is svichin, and if you're svichin are going to be usser, then you can't water it. A couple of other suggestions also the Chazon Ish has. Ein tolen tuchin b'te'ina. Fascinating, this Gemara. Are you allowed to cause things to grow during Shemitah through incantations and charms? So is that causing things to grow? You're not allowed to hang branches on a fig tree that needs some help. Kate said, what they used to do, Maisi Yuchar de Te'ena Shatar, That's our Gersa. They used to bring a branch of a healthy fig tree, the Taliban hang it on a inferior tree that needs some help. Va'amarla, right, we have some gardeners here. You ever try this? I don't think so. Va'amarla, hada avda, this branch grows well. Va'at lesat avda, but you're not growing well. Come on. We like embarrass the tree in order to motivate it to be able to grow better. So that's what Brisa says. You can't do that. You can't do that during Shemitah. The Gra has a different shot of the word shatar. He says the shatar is from the word shtar. You like write this on the shtar, and then you hang that shtar on the tree. The same kind of thing that you're trying to get it to grow. Says the Gemara, Velochein Tani. But one second, don't we have the following? Velochein Tani, didn't we learn in the Brisa, Ilan Shumanaval Perosa, of a tree whose fruit are falling down too early. That's some type of illness. That is true, fruit are blossoming too early. Sokrono sobisikra, you paint it in red. That sounds kind of like a charm while you're painting the tree. Umatinen oso avanim, and you weigh it down with stones. Maybe this is a way to try to strengthen the branches over time, and therefore the fruit won't fall down. Umevasin le diavid, and you kind of embarrass the tree so that it should work better. So one second. So why are you not allowed to hang these branches as a charm, but you're allowed to paint it red? So the Gemara says, Amri Taman over there Delo Yater Perosav. You already have the fruit. You just don't want it to have the fruit fall off early. So then that's okay. Bramhacha Diavik Kitchila. Here, there's no fruit. You're using like magic to try to get it to grow. So again, the Rambam probably would say what you're doing is meaningless. What you're doing is meaningless. Maybe it's Asr Mishum, Kosem or something like that. The Pashas of the Gemara is that it's Asr Mishum Shemitah, the rest is during Shemitah. That maybe it is, might be effective in some way, but you're not allowed to do it. Okay, again, big discussion, but we'll leave that for now. Vaiter. Ein Markivin Dekalim, Ibreshi Hiavoda. Dekalim here, the Mefarshim explained, there are male and female Dekalim, and sometimes you have little bees that pollinate. You bring the pollen from one to the other in order to help the flowers grow. So here, you're not allowed to pollinate. You're not allowed to actively take the pollen from one to the other because that's working. Shalot Tomar, you shouldn't say, Hoil, you look at the gears on the side, Ho, the Hefsid Rabahu, since it's not going to grow with if I don't do this. It's the Hefsid Rabah, Lefum Kains, and therefore it's Mutter. Lefum Kains, Sarach Meimer, Aser. That's why we have to learn that it is Aser. Period. Next line, many pshatim, what this next line means. Mishlosha v'atisha, he mas nisa. So, we'll take the pshat that says, if you go back to the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah said, that you are allowed to cut the besulas shikama during Shemitah, but not in the normal way. Kedarka asur, but you could either raise it up 10 tvachim or raise it to the ground. Gomei me'am aretz. Like what I was saying here, he doesn't really mean dafka 10 or mamish at the ground. Mishlosha tishi masnisa, right? As long as it's between below 3 and above 9, that's allowed. Right? Anything in between is called kedarka, and therefore it's asur. But anything below 3 and above 9, you don't need mamish to the ground. Under 3 is also okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. Hamazaniv Bikfanim. If somebody clips the edges of his vines, Pashtus, in order to grow better, the Mara Fulda says, in order to thicken the vines. Some of Farshim say, why is that going to be mutter? That's mamish like zomer. So some say, no, zomer is only when you want to make the fruit grow better. This is just making your branches thicker. That's not regular zomer. Vakotis Bikfanim, or somebody is cutting down reeds, in order, again, you want the reeds. Reb Yossi Aglili Omer, Yarchik Tefach. Reb Yossi Aglili says, in all these cases, you have to leave at least a tefach from the ground. That's how the Mara Folda understands this line, right? So the vines are also growing near the ground. You leave at least a tefach so it doesn't look like you're working the land. Reb Kiva Omer, Kotis Kedarko, Bekardom, Bemagal, Umamagero, Bchomashiirza. Reb Kiva is not worried in this case. He says, you don't have to be marchik. He doesn't think that cutting the vines or the reeds will look like working the land. And you cut it with any of these tools. Ilan shenifshach. What if you have a tree that developed a crack in it? Koshrin osobishvias. You could tie it up. Lo sheyala. Not that the crack should get healed, right? I guess the case is a case where the crack's not going to kill the tree. Because or else then you're allowed to save the tree. But Here, the tree would, I guess, be a health, it will be able to last even if it's not healed, but lo sheyale, you're not going to tie it up so that it gets healed, elish lo yosef, but so that it doesn't crack more, doesn't get wider. That is allowed. Good. Hakotis bakani v'chulu, hakotis bakani Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do, what did Mishnah say? Rabbi Yosef Lili says you gotta leave the ground. Rabbi Kiva says you could do it normally. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends. Whatever you do normally, you could do it another way. Rabbi Yehuda says, makom shenagu lakutz, in a place where it's normal to be lakutz. Lakutz is one type of a cutting with a kli. Yitok, so you're allowed to cut it and rip it out with your hand. Latuk, if the normal way is to rip it out with your hand, yakus, then you could use a kli. So whatever is done normally, you could do it in a different way. Umagbiya tefach v'kotzeitz, and then leave a tefach and cut when you're using the kli. Hakotzeitz b'korotz, if one is cutting trees down, you're cutting trees to get boards. Lo ye machlik umadrig, madrig umachlik. It seems like when you used to cut down trees, imagine with an axe, you could chop a tree down with an axe perfectly horizontal, or maybe you could go down, you could go in at an angle. So it seems like they used to go in, they alternate. Straight, angle, right? So, lo ye machlik umadrig. You can't cut down flat and then angle. Madrig umachlik. Ella, miskavich ye dekotzan shavet. Just go straight in. Just go straight in because that's not the normal way, and therefore, that would be allowed during Shemitah. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Makam Shagul Lahachlik, Yadrig. Lidrog, Yachlik. Like he says, just do something different than you normally do. The Gomeim Imaaretz is going back on the Reeds case. And if you Gomeim Imaaretz, you'll have to cut it down all the way to the ground. Right, against the Mishnah, which says you have to leave a tefach, right? You cut all the way to the ground, ubabachelo yakutz bakardim, you just can't use a regular kli. So all the different tanam here, quote, different days about how you're supposed to do the avoda in your field in a different way than normal. And again, all of these seem to reflect that, right, these lav dafka, that there are perishvias on these trees. So it could be like the discussion that we started off today's shir with Rav Shimon Gamliel, about, you know, working the land in with Elon Srock and those, but this is for lumber, but also still might be a Maris Ayin issue, so you still might have to do it in a different way. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Shem, we'll continue next time.